Christians are attacked in Nigeria. The church in Asia celebrates new growth, and a Bible translation project for rural Ethiopia could usher in huge change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians have again been the focus of violence over the weekend in Jos, Nigeria. Open Doors is a ministry to the persecuted church and has work in the region, says Paul Esterbrooks. He says Jos is an area that divides the Muslim North and the Christian South and home to violence over the weekend.
At least 200 people were killed in the rioting, most of them Christians. The descriptions are not to be repeated on the air. The bodies are beyond recognition in some cases, babies included with their mothers, and it's a pretty sad story.
Similar violence less than 2 months ago left more than 300 Christians dead and churches burned. Open Doors is doing what they can to help believers.
We have people on the ground who teach our Standing Strong Through the Storm seminar, which is how do we respond to this violence? What does Jesus teach us? As well as, of course, to help the widows and the orphans that are left behind from the violence.
While the church is growing, pray it will help end the circle of violence and lead many to Christ as a result. Next, a 6.4 magnitude earthquake rattled southern Taiwan last week, but it did not devastate. Bethany Christian Services has a partner in Taiwan. In this case, no news may be good news. Emailed reports from their partner came shortly after the quake, in which there was no mention of it. Coupled with the distance from the epicenter, Bethany takes this to mean the quake didn't significantly affect their ministry. The team remains focused on sharing the hope of Christ where they are. You're listening to Mission Network News. School supplies and medical equipment are helping Christians and non-Christians physically and spiritually in Zambia. Kids Alive has 4 children's homes and 2 community schools in Mangu. The schools now have desks and other supplies. Dr. James Chepeta with Kids Alive says the local hospital is also better off.
Hospital is inadequately supplied because of our poor economy. So the medical supplies that have reached this general hospital in Mangu have equipped that hospital so that the medical care definitely be much, much better now.
The supplies are answers to prayer for Christians. As Kids Alive homes are helped, it's a witness to non-Christians, says Chepeta.
They visit these children in our homes and see the community schools and homes that we run and see how much love is being poured on these children and how much gifts they're receiving. It's a great witness to such unbelievers.
Meanwhile, church leadership development in Asia is a challenge. Joseph Handley is president of Asian Access, or A2. Their training program is hugely successful, and the local church is replicating it.
In the provincial capitals, we'll call it B2. So they've launched an entire movement of leadership training that follows this vision to see a vibrant community of servant leaders with vision, character, and competence leading the church across Asia.
Because the gospel is making huge inroads.
Not only did they start a B2 movement, the country is so large and they want to impact more rural areas, they've now started a C2 movement.
A2's India leaders now want to start their own B2 movement. Handley says prayer is huge. A lot hinges on the identification of the right leaders.
As we look towards expansion in countries like India, one of the most critical components we have is finding the right pastor who will become a regional or city leader to lead the effort.
And at the request of local church leaders in rural Ethiopia, the Seed Company opened its 500th Bible translation project. Yosef, a Mahjong mother tongue speaker, serves as the team's first full-time translator. They've already completed drafts of all 4 Gospels and parts of Acts. Local church leaders will launch a literacy campaign, and there are plans to produce translated Bible portions in audio for the illiterate. Keep praying the enthusiasm for the project continues. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2 to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.